Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we covered the whole Rupert Murdoch scandal with no doubt George Soros scurrying around in the mix, two demons fighting each other. But this is the London Guardian. News of the world, phone hacking whistleblower found dead. Let me tell you, I told you they got mercs. Death of Sean Hoare, who was first named journalist to allege Andy Coulson knew of hacking, not being treated as suspicious. It's like that woman they found after the kid got killed in L.A., hanging upside down on the balcony with her hands and feet bound, and they said, oh, it's not suspicious. If they ever find me with my, shot in the head five times, I didn't do it, folks. Going back to Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, great patriot in his own right. Wayne, we got to get you back up in the near future for a longer interview. But finishing up, yeah, your brother at 75 does so many interviews, reads the bills, always knows the news I bring up, even if it's brand new. He is a Superman. And I'm not just saying that, folks. I'm 37. People think I'm 50. And for years I worked 18 hours a day. I can't even do it anymore. Sometimes I look at news and get dizzy. I don't know, literally. I mean, I'm way past burnout. I'm on my third, fourth wind here. But your brother is just incredible. That's right. He holds the congressional record on the congressional baseball team. Tell folks about that.
Well, this last game that he played in, he hit the ball out of the park. First time in the history that anybody from Congress had ever done that. And the other thing that amazed me about him several years ago, he was in the hospital. He had two knees replaced at the same time. 2 weeks later, he's walking from his car to his airplane in Houston to go back to Washington, D.C., and he did it all on his own. I can't comprehend that. You know, I have pain from arthritis. I can't comprehend replacing two knees and 2 weeks later doing what he did.
Now, your brother, I've gotten to know him pretty well, not like you, but he is just so focused and meek. But let me tell you, he's a real tough guy at the end of the day. I mean, he is focused. I can see him sometimes late at night live on TV, and you can tell he's exhausted, but he's just powering it out.
Well, I think the amazing thing is his consistency, never varying at all. What he said 35 years ago, he says today, and he doesn't need a script to say it. And as long as you're truthful and as long as you're right, you don't need a script or you don't need a monitor like some people do in order to read anything that's going to be publicized. He's straightforward. He's honest. And, our politicians can't handle that.
Well, we know there was chicanery in the last election in some of the primaries, but if there's an overwhelming landslide, they can't stop him. And I'm so glad he is committed all in and is not seeking re-election in the House, all in for this presidential run. We've got to get behind him, Wayne.
600%. Now is the time.
We got 1 minute left, Wayne. Any other little tidbits you'd like to add?
I will try everything in my power to support him in every way, shape, or form that I can do. I admire him for his tenacity. I admire him for his time and effort. He's unequaled as far as I am concerned in terms of anybody sitting up there in Washington, but I happen to be prejudiced.
No, he's unequaled. He is founding father material, and if America doesn't elect him, it's like the reprieve of Nineveh. I mean, if we don't elect Ron Paul, shame on us, and if we don't get 100% behind him to make sure this information gets out at this critical time,
yeah.
Like he said with the TSA, if we don't stand up against this, then we deserve it. Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, great American, thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Alex, it's my pleasure. I'm delighted to do it, and hopefully we can do it again.
We're going to have you on soon during the campaign. God bless Wayne Paul. We'll be back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House trying to socialize the United States as fast as he can in order to merge us into a socialistic world super state, Texas should become a nation state as it was in 1836 to 1845. This is our only hope not to become slaves in a socialist world government. If Jesus Christ is backing such an effort behind the scenes, who could stop it from happening? God will protect His people. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm glad that you joined us for this third hour of jam-packed news, information, and your phone calls. It is, of course, Monday, July 18th, 2011. We just had Ron Paul's brother, who's been fighting just as long as Ron Paul against the globalist, Wayne. It's almost 50 years. And Wayne, of course, was talking about his brother, if he just joined us to finish up that story, who had a double knee replacement, and 2 weeks after was carrying his own bags from the Houston airport and walking way out in the long-term parking himself. Anybody's ever had a knee replacement? I've talked to folks that have. You're supposed to walk on them after a while, but it's reportedly excruciatingly painful. That's an idea of the quiet strength of Ron Paul. And you heard in the history of the congressional baseball team, the only guy to ever this year to knock a ball out of the park. I mean, just an example of Ron Paul. I respect people who can stay focused on the news, on legislation, do 10 or more interviews a day, not miss votes, always know what he's talking about, do all these interviews. He's just incredible. And when you know about the rest of the congressmen are lazy, visiting hookers, drugs, corruption, golf junkets, and then there's Ron Paul, same guy 35 years ago, he is today, been absolutely right about everything, perfect voting record, true constitutionalist. And I just haven't been giving Ron Paul enough love on air. He is just so good, and he's the type of president America needs at this critical juncture. God is providing him if we'll get behind him, and even if he loses, We win by injecting real issues. You're not going to get it from Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, the IRS tax collector. I wish Rick Perry was real. I'd get behind him right now. But he is the former chief of staff in Texas in the, 1992 presidential run before Clinton beat him out of Al Gore. He worked for Al Gore. He is a guy that sold out our 8,000 miles of roads to foreign companies. He is a guy that tried to run a hoax saying he had to take forced inoculations. And I told everybody that he was going to run for president because he went to Bilderberg and Jim Tucker has insiders, two of them. And Jim said they're getting him lined up for president, probably 2012. Boom. He comes out 6 months ago and says, I pledge to not run. Oh, I may break my pledge. We knew from Fox insiders that was all staged. It's one thing if he breaks the pledge. That's bad enough. To know it was always fake, to act like he's this reluctant hero. It's pure script. Oh, but he goes to the evangelicals, the good Christians, and tells them how much he loves Jesus. Might as well just ask Al Gore to come out of retirement and put him on there. And I got all these Republicans sending me emails going, he may have been Al Gore's guy in the past, and he may have been for all this, but you need to leave him alone. He's going to beat Obama. What do you want, Obama? I heard the same thing with Clinton. You know, when he was leaving, what do you want, Al Gore, saying George Bush is bad? No. I'm saying like a Don King boxing match, the Republican and Democrat that the establishment put forward as the people that are going to be the winners, then people say, well, I want to vote for the winner. The people they put forward to you are like in a Don King boxing match. Why don't people watch Don King boxing matches? It took them 30 years to figure out that they were rigged. Now people finally figured it out. I mean, this is not rocket science. If Fox News and CNN and MSNBC have all been caught putting out fake polls on Ron Paul, dubbing old video of Ron Paul being booed when he wins the CPAC event, not telling you when he wins the straw polls in major states like New Hampshire. I mean, it's dirty trick after dirty trick after dirty trick. That tells you he's the guy. And all this fake COINTELPRO that the White House regulations Art Sunstein talked about, he said, we're not trusted. We've got to pose as alternative media. We've got to attack the 9/11 truthers. We've got to attack the people that don't believe in carbon taxes. And we've got to attack true constitutionalists. We'll go pose as, quote, conspiracy theorist and attack them. That's why you see that constant meme, attack Alex Jones, attack Ron Paul. The proof is in the fruit. The proof is in the actions. The proof is in Ron Paul's voting record. Have you seen it? Have no one's got one that good? Have you looked at it? In the history of the New American for decades analyzing congressional voting records, he's the only person ever with a 100 every time, 100% constitutional voting record, 100% known 20 years ago in Congress as Dr. No, because he votes no on all of this garbage. All right, I'm done. And I said I'd go to your calls. Here's the really big news. You know, in the first hour, we had Tony Gosling, investigative journalist, formerly with the BBC in the research department. He's a radio talk show host. He broke down that this could bring down the prime minister. The prime minister has been connected to a nuclear arms sale to North Korea and Israel that I read about many years ago, but now is back in the news. He's now run out of England and raced down to South Africa, probably to check his Swiss bank accounts. He hired, of course, the head Rupert Murdoch employee who ran the News of the World to work for him. And guess what's happened, ladies and gentlemen? News of the World, phone hacking, whistleblower, found dead. This is just out in the last 30 minutes. Death of Sean Hoer, who was first named journalist to allege Andy Coulson knew of hacking, not being treated as suspicious. Kind of like Dr. David Kelly came out and said, we're being lied to about, well, he told his colleagues in emails, there are no W&Ds in Iraq. We've been ordered to fix intelligence around this. I'm not going to do it. Of course, later it came out. The head of MI6 was ordered. There were meetings with Bush. It was fixed. But early on, that was the start of the war. They couldn't have that. he was found dead, and the first witnesses said five men in black uniforms ran away from the body, slit wrists, no blood there, two undigested pills, and they said he died of pills and slit his wrist, no blood. Folks, if someone has slit their wrist, they bleed out, there's gallons of blood there. No blood. They murdered him, and the Hutton inquest basically found that in England. So, I mean, that's when you know something suspicious, and this is really weird. Now it looks like the British government, the bureaucracy, the BBC mafia, is going after Rupert Murdoch. It's not that either side's good. They're all globalists just fighting for power. And the fact that the whistleblower is dead could mean three things. The government's going to use this crisis only so far and doesn't want it to go too high, so they've gotten rid of a witness. Or people connected to Rupert Murdoch helped this guy. Or it's real. He committed suicide or whatever. Sean Hoare, the former News of the World showbiz reporter, who was first named journalist to allege that Andy Coulson was aware of phone hacking by his staff, has been found dead. It'll be hard now to have that court hearing, won't it? The Guardian has learned. Hoare, who was working on The Sun and the News of the World with Coulson before being dismissed for drink and drug problems, is said to have been found dead at his Watford home. So I guess firing him and claiming he was a drunk wasn't enough to discredit him. Hertfordshire police would not confirm his identity, but the force said in a statement at 10:40 a.m. today, police were called to Langley Road, Watford, following the concerns for the welfare of a man who lives at the address on the street. Upon police and ambulance arrival at the property, the body of the man was found. The man was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after. The death is currently being treated as unexplained, but not thought to be suspicious. Okay. This could bring down the prime minister, but it's not suspicious. It's like this little kid gets thrown down the stairs and dies, and then the girlfriend of the rich, one of the top three pharmacological companies, she's found hanging dead from the balcony, arms and legs bound, and it's not suspicious. It's not. Folks, that's what people think. I'm joking about Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, where they would state police would be machine gunned off the road, hundreds of bullets, and they'd say the cop committed suicide, cops investigating Clinton. Or they'd grab a private investigator, cut their arms, legs off, shotgun holes in the head, gasoline on their body in a landfill, suicide. That's even better than this one. I know you won't go look that up. You don't believe me. That's on record in the Arkansas. What about this new one I read earlier? In fact, where are my stacks? I read it in the first hour. I shouldn't be laughing about this. It's so incredibly dangerous. Where the woman is hanging off the front balcony, bound, naked, dead, and the police are saying, oh, this may not be foul play. We're not sure what we're going to do with this. When a little kid falls down the stairs a few days before and is now dead in the hospital. There it is. A millionaire, six-year-old son dies in a mysterious accident at mansion where his father's lover was found hanging naked, bound. He can't make that up. Can't make that up. And, oh, well, we're doing he's the main witness in the case. And you've got the police chief of Scotland Yard resigning, the head of the Metropolitan Police resigning. You got the head of News Corps, a division in the UK, arrested over the weekend, and the main witness dies. And you know what? This nothing to see here. Move along, please, everyone. Everything is fine. The government is taking good care of you. He told the newspaper that not only did Coulson, the aide to the prime minister, know the phone hacking, but that he actively encouraged his staff to intercept the phone calls of celebrities in pursuit of exclusives. In a subsequent interview with the BBC, he alleged that he was personally asked by his then-editor Coulson to tap into phones. In an interview with the Prime Minister program, he said Coulson's insistence that he did not know about the practice was a lie. It is simply a lie. Well, you've been handled, haven't you? At the time of Downing Street spokesman, Coulson totally and utterly denied the allegations, though now it turns out the police were reportedly bribed. We're going to come back, go to your calls, and I'll get into all the other economic news, police state news, world news. Also, the Formula One racetrack in Austin that taxpayers are going to have to pay for. The daughter of this guy is worth $4 billion and buys $150 million houses. Well, why not? All over the world is taxpayer paid for. They get $5 million in tax breaks because the Formula One track has been ruled an environmental sanctuary with all the race car evil carbon. It's like Al Gore's got these giant 15, 20,000 square foot houses and private jets, and but he says you need to be charged carbon taxes for your tiny apartment. I mean, these people are so sick. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
All right. Coming up, CIA veteran Robert Baer predicts September Israeli-Iran war. That's from Zero Hedge. Paul Watson has a more detailed report coming out any minute now at PrisonPlanet.com. And InfoWars.com. We'll get into that more coming up. But right now, let's go to Andrew in France, then Jordan, Nick, Chuck, Michael, and others. Andrew, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there, Alex.
Hey.
I've been an architect for 9/11 Truth for the past 6 years. I've been living in Europe for the past 8 years. And I've got 3 points that I'd like to make. The first is kind of a side note. I've experienced personally Codex Alimentarius. There was an herbal tea that I was buying for 2 years, and all of a sudden I can't get it anymore. And so it's the real deal, you know. They don't mess around.
Oh, no, it's in the European papers. They're banning hundreds and hundreds of over-the-counter herbal remedies, vitamins, minerals, and they put it in the Food Safety Act last year. They're trying to pass it this year. Do the same thing here, and the public's like, they'll never do that. Oh, they'll never pass Obamacare. They'll never have the TSA grab our genitals. They'll never ban gardens at our houses. Yes, they will.
Yeah, you know, it's absolutely true, and they can't even advise on herbal remedies anymore. They can't have it on the package. They can't personally in the stores advise you anymore. So that's the first point. Second point is when the Osama bin Laden death farce came out a couple months ago, I was so enraged by the French media's coverage of it that I went on to La Libération, their website, and I'm reading this ridiculous story about the farce. And so I go into the forum, I leave a comment. It was a day-old article. I leave a comment, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. In French, I wrote it in French. This is ridiculous. Go see the truth. Go to Infowars.com. Within 10 minutes, I had someone attacking me. And these comments are, no one attacks people in the forum. You know, it's like somebody reads an article, and then they write their comment, and they let it go. So someone attacked me personally. So I respond. I say, okay, you know, you can attack me all you want, but why don't you attack the ideas? Go to the site. Why don't you let people decide for themselves? Go to the site and check it out. Within another 2 minutes, someone was already, and a different person, in theory, was already attacking me. And so it made me think about how InfoWars could maybe need to formally bring the war to non-Anglo Europe, because obviously in England it's pretty well known, but maybe in France and Spain and Italy.
It's very well known there. I mean, I've had family before in Europe, and they find out that, they'll mention, you like Alex Jones? And then when they, you know, hear that they're, I've talked to other people in business who go over there, and they just mention Alex Jones, suddenly, you know, they've got a driver for the whole day, wants to drive them around for free. There are a lot of people that are awake over there. But at the same time, sir, it came out in the news today that the Pentagon is manipulating social networks worldwide. They have very sophisticated bots that can simulate humans countering information. They do it with ridicule. There is a full spectrum attack on the internet right now against alternative news and information. So I think that's what you probably are seeing, Andrew.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know if it was a bot or not, but it made me think maybe you could do like a forum bombs where you just pick a newspaper for the day, La Repubblica in Italy or Le Monde in France, and you say, okay, this is a ridiculous
Well, I think that's a great idea, Andrew, but I mean, every day ought to be that. I mean, that's where the fights are going on. And I really appreciate you, Andrew. Thank you so much for the call. Look, the power of people starting a local newsletter and physical paper being delivered to their door, even if you start with your block, the power of starting your own website, the power of doing your own YouTube videos, the power of you becoming a leader, that is what is unstoppable. Thank you, and I'm sure Infowars.com is a focal point, but it's about you doing what you did, and that's a beautiful thing. Jordan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I couldn't tell if I was on or not. Anyway, good to talk to you again. I was going to tell you, on July 4th, I went to the Grassy Knoll. I'd never actually been there, interestingly enough. And I took some pictures of the picket fence that I found to be pretty interesting. People riding on their things like JFK plus 9/11 equals chokehold on the masses and Warren Commission lied. It was very refreshing, basically, to see that people aren't buying it at all anymore. I was wanting to know if you would be interested in me sending those to you or anything like that.
Sure. I mean, just post them up on a Twitter account or something yourself. I wouldn't, just like the last guy, send everything to us like we're the headquarters, though that's fine if you'd like to. We get a lot of great, you know, information from listeners. But, yeah, I think anybody who goes to Dallas should go to the Grassy Knoll and look at where they did the headshot from right there on the knoll versus shooting from the book building way down the street through trees that, by the way, lose their leaves in the summer, not in the winter. It's impossible. Anything else you'd like to add, Jordan, about your trip to Dealey Plaza?
No, that's it, man. Thank you much for my call.
Thank you so much. Yeah, send them all along. I'd like to see them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Show second balcony was the place we'd meet.
Obama vows to veto spending cuts. He's got a job to do. Bankrupt America even deeper into the offshore bank's hands. Gold soars above $1,600 an ounce. Gas prices on the rise, top $4 in 8 states. And they keep blaming the Arabs for that. The main reason is dollar devaluation. It takes more dollars to buy the same oil. But no one dare talk about what QE 1, 2, and now 3 is going to do to the dollar. How it's going to annihilate. You know, Obama says, hey, I don't want to, you know, you got to pass the debt increase or you won't get your Social Security checks. Well, they're already shrinking the value of them to begin with. It's like, do you pour out a pitcher of water? Or do you boil it out? And that's basically what inflation's doing. They're boiling it and pouring it out. Also, speaking of water, radioactivity and some water supplies. Finally, every week I see new articles in different TV stations. This is Austin's own KXAN. There's all this uranium and other radioactive isotopes in the water, and the EPA's concerned about you. And nowhere do they remind you that Rick Perry covered this up, but before him, for at least 15 years, that's 25 years, they knew about it, and that most of it's coming from the sodium fluoride added, which also has radioactive isotopes in it from the mines where they get the phosphates. This is the stuff they can't sell the fertilizer companies, so why not just put it in your water? And then when they get caught covering it up, they have articles about jeepers creepers. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be going over that report as well. Oh, yeah, they put hundreds of horrible things in your water because they're good people. Very good people. And their answer to you finding out about it is just to raise the levels of what they say is safe radioactively. Just like 20 years ago they told the troops, radioactive DU, you cannot use it. It is too deadly. And now they just say, magic wand, no safety required, troops. We're going to serve it out to you even for small arms. How's that sound? And use it in proving grounds right by major cities and towns. Because after all, glowing in the dark's a good thing. You know, they say the Japanese got their spirits brightened by winning the Women's World Cup in soccer. You know, again, they sell us on, hey, you won a game, but don't worry, you're radioactive now. All right. I want to go back to your calls, but first, I wasn't here Friday, so I didn't get to this. eFoods Direct, the name in high-quality storable foods. They are just wonderful folks, and they've got a deal running every week in July, so we'll ask another winner on Friday. For somebody that gets a year's supply of super high-quality storable foods, simply by signing up at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or click on one of the banners at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and the winner for last Friday is Jeffrey S. from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Congratulations on winning an entire year of super high-quality storable food. As you go into this depression, it's the smart way to do it. They got a lot of specials running also right now, so check it out at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Be prepared before you need it and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, PureWaterFreedom.com. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. And it's hard to get fluoride out, but they got systems that will do it. And systems that will get fluoride out will also get uranium out, I should add. One of the hardest things to get out is fluoride and uranium. They're very similar to each other in their particle size. And they've got the systems. You're insane if you don't filter your water. I know I do. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters, the reverse osmosis systems with filter radioactive isotopes. All the filters are made in the USA. Check out the banners at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PureWaterFreedom.com. Take control of your water today. And lastly, Innerfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News. ENERfood.com is the website because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It also is high in naturally occurring iodine, which, again, will help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at innerfood.com. And I believe in all of the sponsors that you hear me endorse, ladies and gentlemen. I believe they're super high quality. You should check them out. Okay, let's do this. Let's go back to your calls before I rampage through some more news. Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can I cut in with the AJs? And we can cut out the kudos. I got a lot of topics sitting through the month with you, from Dewhurst to Inside Job. But I first wanted to ask you, since I heard about chemical trails, you might do a show on it. Have you ever heard of that enhancing radar? They use chemtrails to enhance radar?
Yes. In fact, I've actually talked to the director of HAARP before, and I've talked to General Benton K. Parton, head of Air Force Weapons Development. And the word is that it's a over-the-horizon radar system is one of the uses of it.
I hear they can spot out planes easier also with metals, like aluminum. So that's hard information to get. So we can cut in with Inside Job. I got some information from Donald Rumsfeld. Or actually, it goes like A week before they executed Timothy McVeigh, I got some crib notes. But the press is all over Rumsfeld, and they're going, why so hurry? And Rumsfeld finally gave in. He said he's not going to see it. And that's just a week before they executed McVeigh. And then another incriminating thing about George W. Bush, ex-president, is he came out before he departed the White House, and he said, one more target, and they would have won. I mean, they would have won. I mean,
yeah. The word is, people think that the flight that went down in Pennsylvania, Flight 93, was going for 7, and that's why they had to blow it up later because it was already rigged. But the word is that it was really going for the Capitol. It was all going in that same general direction, and if they would have blown up the Capitol with an aircraft, that would have been a real excuse to bring in tyranny. And the Associated Press reported, for no reason, Jeb Bush declared martial law in Florida on September 9th. In fact, folks won't believe that. Just search Governor Jeb Bush declared martial law September 9th, and we'll show folks WorldNet Daily and Associated Press. You can't make this stuff up. Good points, Nick. I appreciate your call. We'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, just search Governor Jeb Bush or Florida Governor Jeb Bush declared martial law September 9th of 2001. You heard me right. 2 days before 9/11. And George W. Bush, his brother, who had 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops surrounding Afghanistan, two carriers that had just arrived, signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? You always sound re-energized when you talk to one of the Pauls.
Absolutely. Ron Paul, I mean, I work. I work in the trenches. I work in news. I know how exhausting it is to really think and to really just not go with a script, but to really analyze. It is exhausting. I mean, it's just problem solving every minute of the day. And even when I want to wind down, I can't quit thinking about it. And Ron Paul works 16 to 18 hours a day. He gets up at 4 a.m. He lifts weights and bikes or jogs on a treadmill for an hour. He eats a Spartan breakfast. And then he reads the news for 2 hours and legislation and then works all day. And I just have done. I know no one is informed as him. I know no one. I mean, I feel fried at 37. And I don't know how he does it. So that's why you saw the profuse worshiping. But I just admire that type of dedication.
Absolutely. I got a picture with him after the South Carolina debate at the Tea Party. He was the only one that come and spoke to us at the Marriott Hotel. And I put my arm around him to get a picture with him, expecting to feel an old man there. And I tell you what, I had my arm around his shoulder. I could feel some muscle there. The guy is he's up to the task. What I wanted to ask you about, though, was the 10th anniversary coming up. I'm kind of hoping to hear maybe that you've got some little documentary that you might be letting out right before the thing, maybe a mini documentary or something.
Here's the problem. I worked up here until 8 o'clock last night on Sunday, 8 o'clock, and got home and put the children to bed and talked, read them a few books, and then worked till 11. So, and I worked all morning yesterday, with my children around me, so I got to at least be in their presence. But here's the deal. I'm making too many mini documentaries. I'm making too many iPhone 4 uploads. I'm doing too many other media interviews. I've got to launch this TV show. I've got to get furniture bought for some of the rooms. I've got to get desk in for new employees. I'm not complaining. It's just that I haven't made a film I made. Burmese, I helped him on Invisible Empires. Excellent. Police State 4, Rob Dew put together with Jason Douglas. But I haven't made a film since Fall of the Republic almost 2 years ago. So I got to get the TV show launched, and then I can make films. But I just, believe me, there's 100 films I want to make. I've started and stopped 5 films the last 2 years. Just because it's such a process to make a film, I've got to have it exactly right. That's why you watch a Fall of the Republic and Endgame. I mean, Endgame says Perry's going to run for president in 2012. How do I do it? Real research, real time. And so, yes, I want to do more, believe me. But that's why there's other great filmmakers that we promote, because there's other people stepping up. This is a group effort, and I love you, and I appreciate your call. Who's up next here? John, who's up next? Michael in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you? It's an absolute honor to speak with you. You gave me the red pill about 3 years ago, and I've been awake and just awakening others ever since. Just two quick things for you, Alex. I'm an Orthodox Christian priest serving a small Egyptian community up in New York. I was on Capitol Hill on June 15th meeting with some senators, representatives, and coming out of that meeting, came out of the building, out of the HAARP building, and I ran into LaRouche's group out there, who I saw here locally in New York earlier today. They were talking about H.R. 1489, and I wanted to get your take on H.R. 1489 and also...
That's the one to bring back the Glass-Steagall, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a few representatives from around the nation that have signed on. I haven't seen Representative Paul's name on here. I know you'll have him back on in a few weeks, so maybe you could ask him about that when you see him.
Well, I got to tell you, I've scanned over the legislation. I haven't read the whole thing because it's pretty lengthy. I think getting Glass-Steagall back is good. The problem is Paul won't vote for something if it's not constitutional, and it may have some stuff in it. I mean, that's a smell test right there. If Ron Paul... he's really a poison detector. If he's not endorsing it, it means he's got problems with it. Listen, I don't support a lot of the LaRouche solutions. Their analysis is spot on. I bring them on to be thought provoking because, you know, everybody we have on, we don't totally agree with. And I think, you know, LaRouche means well. Tarpley, and I don't like to air dirty laundry or open things up, but he was their chief European head for decades. And Tarpley's super smart and, you know, he's got mixed messages. He says there's two camps in LaRouche. And, you know, overall, they're bringing out the eugenics. They're bringing out that master plan. And so I have them on some.
Could I just ask you one other quick question?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've really struggled with the idea of getting more involved. As I mentioned, I'm a priest up here serving a community of about 2,500 or so people. And, I struggle because I see what's going on around me. I have twin babies, and I don't want them growing up in this kind of a world where these wicked people are running the show. Do you have any suggestions? You know, how could I strike that balance, especially with, you know, the 501(c) status that I have to, you know, tiptoe around? You know, are there any suggestions that you might have for me that how I could get more involved with my current limitations?
Well, I think a lot of it is, as long as you're not acting like you're talking about something evil, people will just think you're talking about news and information. And so I would just be confident in everything you discuss and just know you're doing the right thing and realize that you don't really have any limitations. The only limitation out there is getting past your fear. And, you know, if you get in trouble for telling the truth, well, then that's part of your mission in life. I mean, you know that the way to go is not an easy road, and the way that is wide leads to destruction. That doesn't mean I'm on some high horse. In fact, it's part of my wickedness growing up that actually in the end it worked for greater good, because you know I can recognize evil, because I'm certainly not a fainting violet, you could say. I've seen a few things. I had quite an extreme upbringing. The things I happen to see in Dallas, it's the things I ran into, but I don't want to digress. I appreciate your call, and I'm honored that you would ask my opinion on things. Now, let me it's here in my stack. KTLA, Drudge had it up yesterday. I shot a video for it on Aaron Dyke's YouTube channel. I think I want to get that posted up at Infowars.com or PrisonPana.com, where and I said this to do, and I wish I would have shot a iPhone video on the fly when I was in L.A. this weekend. I was watching the fear-mongering Friday night that it was the end of the world when they shut down the 405, and I said, they're going to start doing this all the time. This is part of Agenda 21, the way they were hyping it. And, of course, it turned out there wasn't a disaster, there weren't big traffic jams, and now that TV station and others are saying, we just need to order people when they can leave their house, when they can drive. We need to shut down more roads and not let people have extracurricular driving. Well, that's what the British government's calling for. They show kids cartoons where in the future you'll be given a government allotment of what you can eat and do. That's smart growth. And then I saw another article where in Germany they're saying by 2020, no single-parent homes. Let's live in government dormitories. And I see other reports where, you know, what type of toilet, what type of light bulb, can't pack your kids' lunches, can't have a guard in your front yard. It's prison. Living in Europe, in the United States, under the global government model, is living as a prisoner. They're cutting off the resources to get you to a third world level so they can starve you to death and say, oh, you want welfare because you can't get a job? You got to be sterilized. Now, it's a death sentence for the third world, the carbon taxes that are going in. Then meanwhile, in their sick joke, they get $5 million in tax incentives because they say the F1 taxpayer-paid-for racetrack to be built outside Austin, owned by this big globalist, is good for the earth. So when Al Gore gets a 20,000-square-foot mansion, it's for the earth, it's green. When you have a tiny 600-square-foot, 700-square-foot apartment, you get taxes on you. It is such a sickening, disgusting joke. When we, for years, expose that every city, 70-plus percent of the population drinks fluoridated water, that between 150 and 300-plus chemicals are added, including radioactive isotopes, well, they're now claiming the radiation is in the aquifers, not in the fluoride, because we forced this out in the open. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This final segment, more extremely informative guests tomorrow and throughout the week. I want to say great job to the crew. I want to jam in as many calls as we can right now. John, Kathy, Cindy, Scanner, and others. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Two things I'll throw in real quick. KUT tonight at the Cactus Cafe, I have a little discussion forum session about this past session of the Texas legislature, and members of the public are invited to attend, so I'm going to be there and get my 10 cents worth, and any other listeners want to come up.
Are you the Scotsman that came down to the Capitol when we stormed it?
That's me, aye. And this second thing, real quick, it's funny, the news of the world being the story it is at the moment. I was living in London back in the 80s. In 86, I was working for a cabling temp agency, and I used to go to this place called the HAC, which was the Honourable Artillery Company. It was the headquarters of the oldest regiment in the British Army. It was founded in King Henry VIII's time. And they used to hire out the hall for functions. And there was a big sex scandal broke this about 1986, and I think it involved someone in the government. I can't swear to that, but I remember the madam's name was Cynthia Payne, and she had hired this place of the HAC for a dinner this night, and there was a couple of reporters from the News of the World sniffing around, but they never made it past security to get inside. Now, strangely enough, a couple of nights later, the News of the World themselves had the place hired for a staff party, and there was all sorts of shenanigans going on there. There was actually a fight broke out, and there was a couple behind this grand piano in the corner of the room getting pretty friendly with each other. Well, the story in the News of the World that Sunday was all about these shenanigans, but they attributed it to the function previously of Cynthia Payne. So I just remember
so that's
that.
So that's how incredible these people are. Well, what do you think about the reporter that first broke the news being found dead today, and the police out of the gates are saying, no big deal?
I'll tell you what, mate, nothing surprises me anymore, Alex. Absolutely nothing.
Well, John, where is that event again tonight?
It's at the Cactus Cafe on the UT campus. It starts at 6 o'clock.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Wish I could be there. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. Kathy in New Orleans, welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm very sorry. I'm very hoarse. I've been sick for the last few days.
That's okay.
But I wanted to... Okay. I am, excuse me, Agent 76, along with Gary King on Patriot Radio in New Orleans for 3 years now. And I wanted to tell you about something that we've been doing this year. It's been really good. We have our weekly chemtrail report by our actual weather girl. And it's been really good. We track the chemtrails from Baton Rouge to Mississippi to New Orleans. And we have a girl that comes in and does the weekly chemtrail report. And I just
wanted
to
say that's good, because the government's now being forced to admit they've been modifying the atmosphere. And lo and behold, it's exactly what chemtrail researchers said 15 years ago. Barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other little goodies. And haven't I met you guys before?
Yeah, we came to Austin and we met you when we wanted to start our show, and you gave us some really good tips, and we've been doing it ever since. So it's
well, you've done
great.
Well. You've done well, Kathy. I got to jump with one more tail gunner, Cindy in North Carolina. You got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say you are my John the Baptist. We need you out there. There's a lot of people like me. I'm a grandma that can't do much anything. I'm young, though. Can't do much of anything, but get on the website, get on the information, and get what we can get out that comes from you. And we are so glad that you are out there. I am glad you are doing all you can. I want you to focus and keep us going out here, because you're the reason that we're getting angry and we're waking up and we're doing whatever we can. And
well, you're awesome, Cindy. I'm out of time. They're talking about Rupert Murdoch stepping down.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.